God gave us a promise in Peter. He said that the earth, let me just paraphrase it, the earth and the works that are therein shall dissolve. Are we together? If you are bound with any situation, the Bible says that God is sending an energy to dissolve the operations, the energy, the dynamics, the workings of the energy that gives birth to fleshliness. He said there's a fire that will do what now? Consume it and set the captives what now? Free. That old heavens, that old realm of the, when you say heavens, it's simply speaking about the influence that is governing your life, your choices, your decisions, who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. It will pass what now? Away. And a new heavens will come, wherein dwelleth what? Righteousness. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, something is about to happen. I tell you something, brethren, prepare for it. Make up your mind that this is your destination. And you must commit yourself to it. Elisha committed himself to follow Elijah, to go with this word. The end of it is that it will take you into the Jordan. Two will enter Jordan. One will come out. Praise the name of the Lord. One will come out. But that one that comes out will bear the image of the other one. They say the spirit of Elijah now rests on Elisha, brethren. The word made what? Flesh. When Pharaoh pursues you, go to the waters. If he follows into the waters, he's not coming out again. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? I bless the Lord, brethren, as we begin to turn our hearts again. The Lord will break the yoke. The Lord will release every that where that has been closed up. The Lord will open it up. When you speak to somebody, they will repent. Have you felt frustrated? You minister to somebody and there's no show. I tell you, something is about to happen. Praise the name of the Lord. This thing is about to change. For the Lord is saying, ho, to everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. Forsake every other thing and let's go to the fountain of living water. The Lord will open up the fountains of the deep. He will open up the windows of heaven. And brethren, the end. Let me close with that scripture. Praise the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 7. The end of the story is that, hallelujah. It says that, praise God. I wish I knew where to start. Okay, let me just read through. From verse 18. It says, and the waters became mighty and increased greatly upon the land. And the ark went gently floating upon the surface of the waters. And the waters prevailed so exceedingly. And when the word of God becomes so mighty in our lives, hallelujah, that all the high hills under the whole sky were covered. Every situation, every problem, every mountain, the waters covered it. Praise the name of the Lord. And he says, in fact, the waters became 15 cubits higher as the hills were, high hills were covered. Now look at verse 21. And all flesh ceased to breathe that moved upon the earth. Every aspect of my person that is moving upon the earth, what happens to it? It's terminated. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Fowls and birds, praise the name of the Lord. Wild beasts and all that. And every creeping thing that creepeth, everything that feeds of the flesh, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, and all that was in the dry land, what now, died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord terminated every arrangement that was empowered and governed and dominated by the earth that was under what now? A curse. That is God's plan. Let the waters bring forth exceedingly and abundantly. And brethren, I pray that this thing inside us, the Lord will release it. Praise the name of the Lord. You must take steps to turn to the waters. You know, Jesus said the principle, if you drink this water that I give you, is that what he told us? Drink it, brother. Drink it. He said it will become inside you a nuclear reactor. waters will start gushing out because you drank what he gave you. Praise the name of the Lord. Our attitude must change, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. This word must become a priority. We've had it and we've had it, but we're hearing it again. That men must take time. You, take time, take your own personal retreat. Go before the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Fast and pray. Hallelujah. 3 days dry is not a sin. It is not, you are not, you will not die. But something will happen to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? This body, beat it small. He said, if you beat it, it will not die. Brethren, you will see something new. Key to all this is the time and the season. You know, there is, as Bible says, a word spoken in due season. Prayer prayed in due season will achieve great result. This is the hour that the river must flow. I pray, brethren, that the Lord will bless his word. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever plague that is coming upon the earth, COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID-21, COVID-25, the waters will prevail. Are we together, brethren? Yes, the church must come to that point where the waters are prevailing. John G. Lake could talk about this law of life. Bubonic plague is more virulent than COVID-19. You know that very well. It's 50 times deadlier. But the man was ministering. His church members himself were not dying. It was obvious. The people now had to ask him. They couldn't help it. What is the secret? I want men to ask you, what is the secret? Are you getting my point? There's something extraordinary that they are seeing about you. They're saying, brother, what is the secret? And he said, brother, it's the law of life. If you walk in the law of life, the law of death, because these two things cannot work together. There is a law. They cannot flow together. So death works in us to the extent that you and I accommodate it. Do you understand me, brethren? So it's also time to examine your life. There are certain things I don't do today. My brother may be doing it, though. I don't. Because I believe it's a cycle of death. Everything I am convinced is a cycle of death, I don't do. Are you understanding my point? It doesn't matter whether it's popular or common or accepted by brethren or end-time brethren or anything. Me, I don't do because I don't want to die. Are you understanding my point, brethren? That's the end of the matter. You're not obliged to follow the norm of the popular stuff. No. What I want is to escape death. And as much as possible, whatever I believe from the earth, I stay away from it. Whatever I believe is from the heavens, I will follow it to Abuja. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that God give us the same mentality. God bless you, brethren.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Bear came all the way from Owerri to give this burden. We're not yet finished with it. Rise, come now. There is a dream that confirms this word. So just share that dream quickly. Share the dream quickly.
Praise the Lord. It was early hours of this morning. I just found myself in this mighty ocean. And, some time ago, I used to find myself in that kind of water, but this one was different. The water was crystal clear. You can see the bottom of this mighty water. Bluish, you know, and I love looking at it. I just sat back and I was looking at the water. I said, this water is interesting, you know, and after a while, I discovered that I was swimming in that water. As I was swimming, I looked around. I said, which angle do I swim to? As I was wondering, I now saw some people swimming and coming, but there were some beasts that looked like as big as a hippopotamus. And they were advancing. But people were riding on them. It was like they were having fun. But me, I didn't have enough faith to have that kind of fun. So I refused to climb on any of them. But now we all turned and we are now moving towards the shore. And as we're just going, I said, okay, let me not swim deep. Let me swim to the shore. And as I was looking, as we are coming closer, I looked down. I was seeing the ground of the waters. It was like it was cemented. Okay, as we're going, there were dirt underneath. You know, it was like the waters were washing them and coming up to the shore. And I swam, and you know, the other guys were on the beast, and they were just, you know, moving until we came to the shore. When we came to the shore, I realized that those people who were swimming were all wearing white. You know, white shirt and white trousers. They were looking like people from around India. You know, so we all came to the shore. And one thing that was also spectacular was that the beasts were harmless. They were very friendly. You know, and so as we came to the shore and I saw it, and I was glad and I got off the dream. That is just the dream. What I think is the dream. Why are you putting me on the spot? Anyway, I prayed about it, and what came to my mind was the scripture he quoted about the waters moving to the ankle, coming, and all that. That you know, was the, in fact, that was the scripture we prayed this morning. Another thing that came to my mind was that the waters were pure to some extent, and that there is a need even in the world for you know, those things that are under the world, the water need to wash them to the shore, need to wash them, you know, to the shore. That, and which really speaks about me, speaks about us. And that's just what we prayed about this morning. Praise God.
You know, so, you know, the ministry is changing. Brother Malcolm, someone has a word of prayer. After that, we will see response before we go to the next ministry. God is helping us. Say amen now. Amen. Amen. The ministry is prophetic because it is addressing what is the burden in the heart of men. So open your eyes and receive the ministry.
Praise the Lord. You know, this river flows from the throne room of the Father, Revelation 22. You know, it began to flow. I'll read a scripture of that part of the river, then I'll pray. Don't worry, I won't preach. I'll just read the scripture, you know. But don't forget Ezekiel 47. He said in verse 9, anything that the river touches, what does it do? It is to live. Amen. Now, Genesis 2, verse 11. He said, okay, from verse 10, we're going to pray that God will take out anything that is not of him in our lives as we swim into this river. Hallelujah. He said, Genesis 2:11, he said, from 10, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from there it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison. The word Pison means increase. Amen. So these rivers, it keeps flowing, it will keep increasing. That which compasses the whole land of Avila, where there is gold. Hallelujah. I'll jump to 13. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The word Gihon means bursting forth. An increase, a bursting forth. So it's like there's no abating of this mighty river that is flowing. Amen. Hallelujah. The same is he that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. He said, the name of the third river is Hiddekel. Hiddekel means rapid. Increase, bursting forth, and rapid flow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he said, verse toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates. Euphrates means fruitfulness. Anything that the river touches must live. Hallelujah. So as our brother was ministering, I kept sensing, you know, it's like a deep flow into men's souls, part of the soul. So that all we need to do is to really cry out, hallelujah, that God will bring forth a release. Hallelujah. He said, the word is nigh thee, speak it. He said, you know, the interesting thing, like what our brother shared in his dream, there were some marshy parts that the river could not heal. But those plants, if they were open to the divine flow, they'll be healing. Brother, I want us to bow our hearts in prayer. And I want you to speak, because the word of the Lord is true. Hallelujah. I want to speak the word. The word belongs to him. Hallelujah. Ramakashaka rabalaba. You know, Psalm 36, verse 9, say, in him is the fountain of life. He's saying, your light do we see light. Father, we ask. I want you to pray for yourself. Say, Lord, let my deep call unto your own depth. We say, spring up a well within my soul. Hallelujah. Let there be a springing forth. Let nothing hinder the flow of this river. Makashakaraba. He said, there's a mighty river flowing. He said, it's flowing from the throne of God. I want you to pray for yourself. As our brother was ministering, speaking about the different things we are hellbound with, whether it's pornography, whether it's masturbation, what came to me, even those who are under drugs. Hallelujah. This river is much more than able to break, hallelujah, the strength of drugs, whatever it is. Makashaka rabalaba. Hallelujah. I say, I've got the river of life flowing out of me. It is just not mere words. He said, he makes the lame to walk. He makes the blind to see. He said, out of your belly shall flow. Makashaka rabba. Father, we're saying this afternoon, let there be release. Let nothing hinder the flow of this river right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The song that says, it says, spring up, O fountain of the deep. Cry out, Kadosh. We are saying this afternoon, let deep calls to deep. We bind every hindering spirit and we cast it out. We said there will be a rapid flow of this river. He said the streams therefore shall make glad the city of God. Makashaka rabalaba. Stay yourself to take hold on God this afternoon. Say, Lord, I will not leave you until this river begins to flow. Deep calls to the deep at the noise of the water sprout. Oh God, my carcasses will not die in the wilderness. I will be like Job. He said, even though worm eat my flesh, in this my flesh will I see God. We prophesy, let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow and overtake the different character traits. Oh God, hear our cry this afternoon. Attend to the voice of our supplication. He said, when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to that rock that is higher than us. Lord, the time to bring forth has come, but there's no strength to bring forth. Lord, many a time we'll be bringing forth wind. We prophesy this afternoon. Hallelujah. Like it was said to Ezekiel, what do you do? He said, prophesy. He said, oh, you dry bone. We are saying, oh, you degrading condition. Hear ye the word of the Lord. 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 Father, we thank you. Who is he that will say it and it come to pass? Who says, spring up a well. Spring up a well within my soul. Father, we thank you for this ministry of your word. The word that is speak to us, they are spirit and life. We thank you for this word through our brother that has brought forth life to our members. So no more we will dwell in Judea's plain. It's time to rise up. As the water rises up and carries up the ark. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We honor you, Lord. We respond to this word. That it will not be word we will hear. After now, we cannot practicalize it. You said in Hebrews 5:14 that we should, by reason of use, exercise our senses. We practice this word and say, no evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh dwelling place. Father, we thank you. We say, let the depth hear us. Thank you, our Father. We'll respond. And this word will never, never be taken away from our hearts. Thank you. We bless Brother Iberi that he will be a partaker of this word. That will respond to this word. So that when we are faced with condition, we'll respond.
Yes.
We prophesy over him that, Lord God, you'll be partaker of this fruit. Just like we are the recipient, we'll be partakers of the fruit of this word. That's what we are, Lord God, because there's no more time. Therefore, we are asking, let your hand be strong upon our brother. Lord, we pray that you grant him journey mercies as he goes back to Owerri. Lord God, take him safely to Owerri and let this word reverberate in his life. Thank you for hearing us. Lord, we'll never, never, never be the same again. Hallelujah. We'll never go back, Lord God. There are higher highs. There are deeper seas. Lord, do in me what you need to do. Blessed be God. For in Jesus' most wonderful and precious name we pray.
Praise the Lord. You know, Brother Bot yesterday was talking about the three levels of the temple. He talked about the foundation, Moses, the tabernacle of Moses. Then he said something about Solomon and David. Now, one of the things Solomon did was that he had the place of this river we are talking of. Instead of a lever, he had what they called a brazen sea. It was so big. And there were 12 oxen that were carrying them. But the key was that he said that their hinder parts, their loins, you know what the loins are? Those unclean areas, said that they were inside. Hallelujah. You know what that means? He's speaking about the cleansing of the inward parts. You know, so the instrument of God's cleansing is the ministry of the word. Hallelujah. He said, you are clean by the word you have. Amen. And we must receive the word with faith. Oh. Anyway, we'll deal with that tomorrow. We must receive it by faith. Amen. And faith is the thing God gives to you so that you can overcome. Amen. So the word of God is living. It's rhema. It's not written. It's rhema. So it's the word of, it's the rhema, the life of God, that energy that has come to us today. Receive it. Amen. And don't let any man tell you anything different. Amen. It says Jesus Christ came that will, you know, they might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. We are still going to pray. But we are going to take another ministry. After that, you can see the meeting is, we are gradually moving to the place of prayer. Tomorrow will be explosion. You know, what we are doing now is they're preparing. Hallelujah. You know, in the morning yesterday, they told us, you know, Babylon, God has to clear Babylon, you know. He takes us from the altar. He cleanse, you know, deal with Babylon. Hallelujah. And then, you know, tell us about change, the need for change. You can even see the visions, you know, it's going in the direction. Now, he's building our faith, giving us strength. Hallelujah. To the point where we can begin to get ready.